پایگاه فرهنگی اطلاع رسانی راسخون.
Welcome to Motion 5, an introduction to rigging and publishing titles, transitions, effects, and generators for Final Cut Pro 10. Motion 5's new rigging and publishing features allow you to create your own custom effects for Final Cut Pro. It lets you set up templates so that the Final Cut Pro user can apply and then modify titles, transitions, and other effects in complex, visually compelling ways through very simple controls that you specify. This tutorial is designed for folks who have some experience with prior versions of Motion, as it dives right into how to use the new features which allow you to create titles, transitions, effects, and generators for Final Cut Pro. If you've never used Motion before, you'll still benefit from this tutorial, but you will likely want some additional training on how to use the general features of Motion. If you want to learn more about how to use Motion, please check our other tutorials at rippletraining.com. So let's get started. To see where we're going, we'll start at the destination, Final Cut Pro 10. Here we have a simple project that could benefit from some effects, transitions, titles, and generators. At the right-hand side of the toolbar are a set of buttons which provide access to a series of browsers. Final Cut Pro ships with a large and varied set of effects for your projects. First is the Effects browser. Effects change the look of your video and are applied directly to clips in your project. The Transitions browser contains transitions, which you apply to an edit point, usually between two clips in your project. Titles from the Titles browser are applied on top of a video clip, or can be placed by themselves. The Generators browser contains content that is added to your timeline, much like a video clip. And finally, the Themes browser can contain any of these, effects, transitions, titles, or generators, collected into logical grouping if they have a similar look and feel. Once an effect is applied to your project, you can change how it looks. For example, if we select this title, in addition to changing the text, we can open the inspector, where we can change the color theme or the shape. The key here is that nearly all these elements, whether they are effects, transitions, titles, or generators, are actually Motion templates. If you right or control click on one of them, you'll see an option to open a copy in Motion, so you can modify the Motion template itself. Well, not only can you modify any of these templates that ship with Final Cut Pro 10, you can also create your own, which will automatically appear in the appropriate browser, and you decide how that template can be changed in Final Cut Pro. So now that you know where we're going, let's get into Motion and make something.